Blog Talk Radio.
Power.
touch on me. I need you touch me now. Holy Spirit, fall fresh on me. I need you touch me now.
matter your background. It doesn't matter. He's giving you the victory. Victory. Victory.
Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to the King of Kings. Hallelujah. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus Christ. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Brewer Boyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. We bless and praise God for each and every one of you in the name of Jesus. Every day is day of thanksgiving. Hallelujah. Let us go into prayer.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Father God, we just thank you this morning. We thank you every morning, Lord. We thank you for all that you are and all that you continue to be in our lives. We praise your mighty name. For you are Lord of Lords, King of Kings, the great I am that I am. Oh, Father God, we just thank you for another day. We thank you for giving us, Lord, this opportunity this morning to be alive, to just have the presence of you this morning, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that we have breath. We thank you that we are in our sound minds. We thank you, Lord, that yesterday can be cleaned up and we can have this morning with the freshness, with the renewal. We can be resuscitated. We can be revived. We can reinstate our purpose, our direction. Oh, Father God, how grateful we are this morning. We come in your court this morning with praises. We come this morning, Lord, asking for mercy, asking for forgiveness, asking, Lord, that things that we knew, things that were even unknown to us, Lord, we ask for forgiveness. But because of you being the God that you are, all forgiving, all loving, we thank you, Father, that we can come before you asking for mercy, knowing that in all hearts of hearts, as we purpose ourselves for change, Lord, we know that you will grant us another chance. So, Father, this morning, as we ask for mercy, as we purpose ourselves, Lord, in repenting, we know, Lord, that with the newness of the morning, with your promises, that we can start another day walking, Lord, working, Father, in the kingdom, purposefully. So, Father, we thank you. We praise you. We send out prayers this morning as we come to cover our families, children, grandchildren, parents, grandparents. We stand in the forefront this morning, Lord, as we've come with open hearts, open minds, to forgive, forget, and love. So, Father, as we go in for the word this morning, we pray for Apostle as she brings the word. Let the word come with the power, with the vigor. Let the word come to bring change. Let the word come to bring restoration. Let the word bring that purposeful change. Whatever your situation is, whatever you're going through, whatever family members may be going through, you can leave it at his table. Leave it at his table. For we're here to dine this morning with the Father. We're here to be uplifted. We hear that every dark area in our lives may be uprooted. Oh, Father God, we speak out this morning. We cry out this morning. We cry out this morning for the name of Jesus. Jesus, that mighty name. Jesus, that name when called, the demons flee. Jesus, that name when called, peace abounds. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord. We give you all the praises this morning. We adore you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. So as we pray this morning together, we come to say, thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. And all God's children say,
amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Wherever you are in your homes and on your jobs, I just want you to just open your mouths this morning and just begin to bless God. We are at the seventh day of the week. Hallelujah. We made it from Sunday to Saturday. Some people did not make it. But it's only because of God's grace. So wherever you are this morning, lift up your voice unto the Lord and begin to bless him and say thank you. Bless him for your family, your children. Bless him for the life that you live. Bless him. Praise his name. Father, we just want to say thank you, Lord. We bless your name, O God. Your name, O God, is worthy of praise and glory and honor. Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. We never would have made it without you, O God. We acknowledge your sovereignty. Hallelujah. We bless your name. We praise your name, O God. We worship you in the beauty of your holiness. Hallelujah. There is no one like you. Jesus, thank you for the breath that we breathe. That is yours. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We worship you, O God. We thank you for our families in the name of Jesus. We bless your name, O God. We thank you for jobs, O God, that you provide for us. Thank you, Lord. We bless your name, O God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for our spouses, our children, our grandchildren. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We bless your name. We thank the Lord that we have a place to stay. We say thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless your name. And we praise you, Lord. And we worship you, O God. Hallelujah, Holy Spirit. We are grateful to you. We bless your name. Hallelujah. In your presence, there is fullness of joy. So we say thank you. In the name of Jesus, we pray, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us. We pray this morning for a fresh anointing. Not the anointing from yesterday, but oil this morning in the name of Jesus. Father, empower us, O God. Let your word come forth in the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray that our minds will be open to receive what you're speaking to us this morning in the name of Jesus. Give us revelation and understanding in the name of Jesus. Make it plain and simple, and let the name of Jesus Christ be glorified. It is not about us. It is about you, Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. So, Father, we thank you for your grace. For your grace is sufficient for us. Thank you for your grace, your abounding grace, your amazing grace. We thank you for grace, your grace, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Good morning again to each and every one of you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Turn your Bibles with me to Genesis 27. I'm not going to keep you long. Hallelujah. This morning I have another assignment coming up. So I'm not going to keep you long this morning in the name of Jesus. But I want you to open your hearts to receive the word in the name of Jesus. Genesis 27, we started it a few days ago, 2 days ago. And the first thing, if you can think about the word, I will look at dim, because we're talking about light and darkness, and that dimness that were in Isaac's eyes, and his son Jacob was able to fool him. And we're talking about sometimes we are dim too, our eyes are dim, and there's a lot of manipulation and different things that happens in our lives because our eyes are deep. Because of lack of knowledge, people perish. Amen. In the name of Jesus. And I went through the dim on a few days ago, if you were here. Hallelujah, that Isaac's eyes are dim. And yesterday, the Lord took us interestingly, and we talked about the voice. Isaac said, I recognize the voice. Your voice sounds like Jacob, but then your hands, hallelujah, your hands is like Esau. So what are we doing? We're distinguishing. The voice is very important. Every one of us, we recognize, you got to recognize people by their voice. Jesus said, my sheep know my voice, and they do not follow the voice of the stranger. So what Isaac went did not go by the voice, because if he had went by the voice, he would have not been tricked. But he went by the skin, the physical. Many times in our lives when we go by the physical, and every time if we walk by the physical, it's walking after the flesh. who will get fooled, will get misled. Hallelujah. So we got to walk after the spiritual. When I said the voice, everybody has a distinguished voice that is different from every other voice. So Jesus said, my sheep know my voice. So every one of us have to know that voice of God and will not follow the voice of stranger. So that means every time Satan comes and speaks, he tries to sound similar to Jesus because Satan is a copycat. So everything he does, he copies. You know, and this is why sometimes you have these movies of people impersonating, and they can do that impersonation right. I mean, it sounds like the person when they impersonate themselves, but it is not that person. Amen? So it is not that person that might sound like, no, but it's not that person. Amen. So when you walk by the Spirit, you begin to recognize those things because of the discernment. Yeah. So we ask God for that, his discernment in the name of Jesus. I want you to rest assured, although Jacob was the child that the blessings, the covenant blessings were supposed to come upon, there was no need for all this stuff that took place. Let's go into the Word of God. I don't want to speak from my mind. I'm speaking from the Spirit of Almighty God in the name of Jesus. Genesis 27, and it came to pass that when Isaac was old, his eyes were dim, so that he could not see. He called Esau his eldest son, and said unto him, my son. And he said unto him, behold, here I am. And he said, behold, now I am old. I know not the day of my death. Now, therefore, I pray thee, take thy weapons, quiver and thy bow, and go out into the field, and make me some venison, and make me several meat such as I love, and bring it to me that I may eat, that my soul may bless thee before I die. And Rebekah heard what Isaac spake to Esau, his son, and Esau went to the field to hunt for venison and to bring it. And Rebekah spake unto Jacob, her son, saying, behold, I heard thy father speak unto Esau, thy brother, saying, bring me venison and make me several meat that I may eat and bless the Lord before my death. Now, therefore, my son, obey my voice according to that which I command thee. Now, go now to the flock and fetch me from there two kids of the goats, and I will make them several meat for thy father, such as he loveth. And thou shalt bring it to thy father, that he may eat it, that he may bless thee before his death. And Jacob said unto Rebekah, his mother, behold, Esau, my brother, is a hairy man, and I am a smooth man. My father, peradventure, will feel me, and I shall seem to be to him as a deceiver, and I shall bring a curse upon me and not a blessing. Verse 13, and his mother said unto him, upon me be thy curse, my son, only obey my voice and go fetch me then. And he went and fetched and brought them to his mother, and his mother made several meats as his father loved. And Rebekah took goodly raiment of her eldest son, which were with her in the house, and put them upon Jacob, her younger son, of his neck. And she gave the silver meat and the bread which she had prepared into the hand of her son. And he came up to his father and said, my father. And he said, here am I. Who art thou, my son? And Jacob said unto his father, I am Esau, thy firstborn. I have done according to thy, as thou biddest me. Arise, I pray thee, sit and eat of my venison, that thy soul may bless me. And Isaac said unto his son, how is it that thou hast brought it so quickly, my son? And he said, because the Lord thy God brought it to me. And Isaac said unto Jacob, come near, I pray thee, that I may feel thee. my son, whether thou be my very son Esau or not. And Jacob went into his father, and he felt him and said, the voice is Jacob's voice, but the hands are the hands of Esau. And he discerned him not, because his hands were hairy, as his brother Esau's hands. So he blessed him, and he said, art thou my very son Esau? And he said, I am. And he said, bring it near to me, and I will eat of my son's venison, that my soul may bless thee. And he brought it near to him, and he did eat, and brought him wine, and drank. And his father Isaac said, come near now, and kiss me, my son. Came near and kissed him, and he smelled the smell of his raiment, and blessed him, and said, see, the smell of my son is the smell of a field which the Lord has blessed. I'm going to stop right there this morning. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. One of the things as we read this scripture, Holy Spirit, hallelujah, thank you for your presence. Isaac is about to bless his children, his son Esau. But one of the things, Isaac is not going back to the promises. Even though that's the culture to bless the firstborn. That's the culture. But God's ways, as I said to you before, is not man ways. Man ways are God's ways. What God has spoken concerning Jacob when the two boys were in their mother's stomach. So in my opinion, Isaac should have inquired of God before this is, I see the error. He should have inquired of God before he moved into that arena of blessing, even though the culture said yes. Even though society said yes. And what I'm saying to you, the laws of society does not supersede God's law. Amen? In no way, what did you hear God say? All those societies that is being contrary to the word of God. Also, your culture is contrary to the word of God. So what voice do you follow again? What do you do? When you know that God has made these promises, you know, and then not only you know about the promises of your birth, that your mother had you, Sarah, when she was way beyond years. I'm sure you knew those stories. Isaac was one of those. He went up, and his father, Abraham, had tied him for the sacrifice, and there was a ram in the bush. So Isaac is knowledgeable about things because, he knows these things. Hallelujah. Even though culture said this, but God says another thing. What is God's promise? Some people do not even, you say, oh, how come? First thing, God this and that, and I don't have it. Favor. That's favor. Isaac is a covenant child. And God said the blessing will come through who? Jacob. So even in the prophetic word, a lot of times we might prophesy. And I will prophesy and say this and that. And the Lord said, we got to go back to God and inquire. How will this thing be implemented? How will it take place? Lord, show me. Show me step by step, detail by detail. Is it the right time? Is it the right season? How do I go about it? Instead of us doing it on our own. Because other people doing it, so we're going to do it. And it might, it's not the timing of God. It's God don't want you to do it right now. And you have not asked God, how do I do it? Yes, you will be great. Lord, how will I be great? What do I accept? You ask this and don't run ahead of God. You always inquire of Almighty God. Do not follow tradition and religion. Yes, God promises. Yes, amen. And there are times God will not tell you. It will just unfold. And when he doesn't say these things to you, you don't go and make plans and manipulate. God's ways is not man's ways. God's thoughts are not man's thoughts. We must not follow the status quo. Because if you follow it, you will get in trouble. If you follow the crowd, you will get in trouble. God deals with us individually. That's why each of us should have an intimate relationship with the Father. And that's why we should know his voice. Because even when he gives us details, we should know it is coming from him, from a familiar spirit, a satanic voice who's pretending. Hallelujah. So I see, before even Rebecca can come in with a mess, I see that Isaac did not inquire of God concerning his two sons. He waits until, oh, he doesn't do this thing in his strength. I mean, when he's young and can see, he wait until he's old to do it. I'm sure he knows that Rebecca loves Jacob. So we got to sometimes sit down and reason. If Rebecca loves Jacob, you know that Rebecca will do something, okay? Even if he didn't think ahead of time, he should have choir of God. What am I saying to you? We should take everything to God in prayer. We shouldn't just jump up and do it. If God says, I'm going to give you a cake, you don't run to get that cake right away. You ask God, how will I get it? He will make a way. When God gave us visions for ministries and different things, he always has a way for provision. Hallelujah. And faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. So you got to believe what he says, and you got to trust him for the process. How is this going to be done? It does not look like it can happen. How is it so? Hallelujah. Because our answers come through others' testimonies. So that's why we have to be very, very attentive to what God is speaking to us. Amen. And follow his directions. Detail by detail. Don't put anything, don't make up anything along the way. Do not, David said, forgive me for presumptuous sin. And that's why even when we're dealing with others, we should not presume things because maybe our perspective of what we're thinking is not exact, it's not what it is. And so sometimes we mess up. Hallelujah. And I will give you one example, and then we'll get our communion ready. I want you to look at Exodus when Moses was, when he was born. And then when Pharaoh said that they should kill all the boys. When Pharaoh said that. But what happened when you look at the Exodus? That's what in our ministry we always do, midwives arise. Hallelujah. Because even though God, if you look at Exodus 1, even though Pharaoh has issued a decree to kill the baby boys, in Exodus 1, 15, the king of Egypt said to the Hebrew midwives, whose name was Shipra and Pua, when you are helping the Hebrew women during childbirth, on the deliverance to, if you see a baby, if he's a boy, kill him. But if it's a girl, let her leave. The midwife, however, feared God and did not do what the king of Egypt had told them to do. They let the boys live. They let the boys live. Their court law supersedes every law. God laws. Because if somebody tells you to kill and God says don't kill, you don't do it. You follow what God is saying. Amen. In the name of Jesus. And because the midwives feared God, they did what God said. And so the Bible says, so God was kind to the midwives. And the people increased and became even more numerous because they went against. The midwives fear God. It's the beginning of wisdom. Sometimes I think, oh, my dad is in a covenant was in a covenant relationship with God. My dad had a good standing with God. I think it's a covenant job. But he cannot be so familiar with God. Because he's a covenant child. Because God, and this is what happened to pastors and leaders. Because God has used them over and over, signs, wonders, miracles. They get so comfortable and they don't feel that they should go and they think they know it all. They don't think they should go and ask God. Oh, this is simple. I know God say yes. Did you pray? Did you pray? Did you ask him? It looks good. It sounds good. But did you? Is it the right time? Is that how he wants you to do it? You inquire of him. Lord, how is it? These two boys, the culture said to bless Esau. And you telling me I should do Jacob. Tell me how we'll do this stuff. You think God did not have a plan? He had a plan. He had a plan. Because Isaac missed that, going to God and inquiring detailed instructions how this thing should be done. Look what happened. And of course, Rebecca, she just went off, willing to take curses because of her son, Jacob. And this caused friction with the two boys. Jacob went through a whole lot. Esau, he got angry and left. Do you know Esau, the tribe Esau comes from? That's the same tribe when you look at Queen Esther. The Haman came from that. That tribe, that group. Study your Bible, read the word. Haman, when God told Saul to kill all the Amalekites, he kept some. So Esau became very rebellious against God. God wanted to wipe them off at the face of the earth. I think you better. You should have asked God for details. And Rebecca, she knew fine. I mean, she just told her son. That's another day. How to do these things. And some parents, they teach their children all the how to do some evil, negative stuff. You tell your son, don't sell drugs. Or don't do this. Don't do this, don't do that. But yet and still, you know what your son doing. You take the drug money and he gave you money to go do your nails. Or he pay your bills. Or he do this. What are you saying? It's a double message. How can you tell somebody not to do this and do the rest? And then you, we have to be real, listen to the voice of God. Be detailed with the voice. Look what happened. Thank God he raised up Esther. I can go in detail. That's why David always inquired of God. And the time he didn't inquire of God to go to the battle, that's when he messed up. He messed up with Bathsheba. He decided to do it on his own. And he knew his weakness of women. So he didn't inquire of God whether he should go to the king's battle or not. He decided to make his own decision. He met. Every time we do not inquire of God. Every time we do it our way and not God's way, we are in for a big, big mess. Every time we want to follow status quo, we're in a mess. We got to follow God's instructions. People, oh, God said, I must marry this person. How in the world God would tell you that you must marry somebody who's already married? There's so much mess in the world because we do not take time to ask God these questions and wait on the answer. Don't be too fast. Father, we bless you and we thank you. We praise you, we worship you, and we glorify your name, O God. Father, you are worthy of praise. You are worthy of glory. You are worthy of honor. We bless your holy name. We praise your holy name. We worship you, O God, in the beauty of your holiness. Lord, even as we are about to take this holy sacrament this morning, let us realize that we should follow your instructions detail by detail. And when we don't know what to do, we need to stand, oh God, and not run to do things to get ourselves in trouble. Oh, Father, help us in our walk with you. In the name of Jesus, oh, Father, we surrender our will to you, Holy Ghost. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Hallelujah. We praise the name of Jesus. Get your Holy Communion ready. We're going to take it and I'm going to let you go in the name of Jesus. But before we go, I want to say this to you. There are many of you who's listening now, who will listen at another time. When God gives you instruction or giving, give, and someone else call you and say, oh, millions of stuff, what do? You do not. You listen to what that other person say instead of listening to the voice of God. Problem is, how can you listen to your friend and not listen to God? In marriages, people listen to friends and not listen to God. Listen and follow what he says in the name of Jesus. Let us get ready for the Holy Sacrament. In Jesus' name.
The blood that Jesus
Hallelujah. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we lift up the holy elements to you, O God. We ask you this morning, Lord, to bless these elements. Breathe on the juice, the water. Breathe on the bread and the crackers that represent the body of Christ. Release the DNA that is in Jesus Christ. Supernaturally release it in the sacraments in the name of Jesus. And we receive all the unlimited breakthroughs and benefits that is in the blood of Jesus and the body of Christ. And so, Father God, this morning, as we take it, I ask you, Lord, to forgive us of some of the things that we've done that is not pleasing to you. Some things we have not listened to you, but listened to the voice of strangers. Or we have decided to listen to our voice and not your voice. And Lord, we've gone into so many problems because we listened to our voice and listened to the voice of strangers. We lack discernment. Lord, have mercy upon us. And teach us how to hear your voice. Teach us, Holy Spirit, how to be obedient so that we can receive all your covenant blessings and promises. We bless you this morning. We praise you. Thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ, the blood that gives us strength. Day to day, it will never, ever lose its power. We bless your name, O God. We praise you, O God. We worship you, O God. Hallelujah, for the blood of Jesus. For I receive from the Lord what I also pass on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. You may partake of your bread, your crackers that represent semen. After supper, he took the cup, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. You may partake of your water or juice that represents the blood of Jesus. So then, for whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. So then, whoever eats the bread or drink the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of sinning against the body and the blood of the Lord. Everyone ought to examine themselves before they eat of the bread and drink from the cup. For those who eat and drink without discerning the body of Christ eat and drink judgment on themselves. That is why many among you are weak and sick, and a number of you have fallen asleep. But if we were more discerning with regard to ourselves, we would not come under such judgment. Nevertheless, when we are judged in this way by the Lord, we are being disciplined so that we will not be finally condemned with the world. So then, my brothers and sisters, when you gather to eat, you should all eat together. Anyone who is hungry should eat something at home so that when you meet together, it may not result in judgment. And when I come, I will give further instructions. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for the holy sacrament. Receive all the breakthroughs, the blessings, all the covenant blessings in the Holy Communion. We ask you for divine instructions, legal instructions. So how we can receive all your covenant blessings in the name of Jesus. We surrender once again to you, Lord. Let your strength be made perfect in our weakness. Have your way in our lives. In the name of Jesus, we speak healing to every cell, tissue, organ, system in our bodies. Let our bodies come into perfect alignment with the word of God. We bless you for our families and our children, our spouses, in the name of Jesus. And so, Father, we lift up this morning also our offering. In the name of Jesus, we ask you to bless the offering. We pray for multiplication, oh God, that our basket, our finances will never run dry, that you will always, Lord, provide for us. We will be fruitful. In the name of Jesus, we are fruitful. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for an overflow of blessings. Oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we bless your name. And so, Lord, I ask that we release the Sabbath day blessings upon each and every one of us this morning, that we can rest in the presence of the Lord. In the presence of the Lord, there is fullness of joy. That we can rest when we seek him and study and know him intimately, that we can rest when we can discern his voice and follow after his voice. So, Lord, let us rest in you. I pray the peace of Jesus Christ that surpasses all understanding rest and abide with each and every one of us. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for each and every one under the sound of my voice and their families. Whatever they stand in need of, oh God, I ask you to hear their prayer and their cry in the name of Jesus and answer, oh God. Father, I pray for my daughter as she's traveled, as Tina traveled back. I pray for traveling mercies in the name of Jesus. Oh God, be with her on the road, oh God. You be that driver, car, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We cover her with the blood of Jesus. And we thank you for bringing her and taking her back safely in the name of Jesus. Once again, we thank you for Apostle Boyu's birthday. We thank you, oh God, for the many fruitful years and many more fruitful, healthy, wealthy years that you have in store for him in the name of Jesus. We thank you for all those that call and give their wishes, oh God. We ask you to bless them in a special way. We thank you, Lord, as the body of Christ, we are family in Christ. We give you glory and honor. In Jesus' name, amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us all from evil. From thine is thy kingdom, thy power and thy glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of his Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever, in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you all. Have a wonderful, blessed day. Hallelujah. Thank you for joining us. Thank you. Be blessed.